Lakers versus Suns. Three things to know March 2, 2021. The Lakers 24-11 carry a two-game winning streak into their first meeting of the season against the Suns 22-11. Also winners of two straight for a 7 p.m. tip off a spectrumsports.net all-star back count. LA is a fresh off consecutive games of excellent defensive against all-star point guards Damiana Lillard of Portland at Stephen Curry of Golden State, in which they developed frequent traps of to force respective teammates to try and beat a fast scrambling defense. But with the addition of Chris Paul, the Suns have a pair of all-star defensive on either CP3 or Devin Booker, who fresh off the 43 points efforts at Minnesota. The Lakers did execute a strong blueprint in round one of last year postseason against Portland, who had CJ McCollum as a threat on the weak side of the floor for Ildrad Bukler, however, has a few inches on McCollum and is a harder cover on drives to the rim. They also dealt with James Harden and Russell Westbrook in round two, but Westbrook isn't near the shooting threat of either of Phoenix guards. LA does at least have the benefit of Benny's return to the lineup. The German PG helped LA snap their four-game losing streak, and the Lakers have won 10 of the previous 11 games in which he played. LeBron's defense, as much as Corroder's returns, has been a boost. The bigger reasons for LA last two wins was play of LeBron James starting with his command of the defensive end of the court. For the start of a game against Portland, he was both flying around off the basketball, studying him man up on the balls and calling the coverages for the teammates. He had four steals and three blocks for the 7 times in the career, plus 4 and 2 more each in the 24 minutes of 117-91 blowout of the Warrior. Such is LeBron's dominance on offense and the prevalence of highlight players for the end that there has always been less focus upon the defense. With that said, perhaps the most important place of career with the chase down block and Andre in the 2016 NBA Finals, and it was his intensity on the defensive end for the start of the 2019-2020 season that set the tone. stone for LA identity that lasted through a bubble and into the season as they continued to hold the league number one DEF rating. It's also significant that LA were able to find a way to excel on the defense end without Anthony Davis, perhaps the league's most talented defensive player. Davis went off for 35 points in just 30 minutes in the second of two preseason Lakers wins 2 over Phoenix, hitting 11 of 16 FGs and 6 of 7 threes, plus the 3 blockers and 2 steals. Guys, some notes via Lakers.com. Joey Ramirez have won 14 of their last 17 games, 4th in defensive rating 108.5 and 8th in offensive rating 114.4, one of two teams in the top 10 for both UTA. Second slowest pace, 97.8 positions next to NYK, 96.8. Third in point difficulty, plus 5.9, tied LAC behind UTA, plus 9.7 and Mill 9.5. I hopefully guys got some value in this podcast. If you like it, just leave a feedback on it. I got a value like that, something. Yeah.